Today's daf is Vachem Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. We began the second parak of Maseches Vachem yesterday. So we were going through in the Mishnah all of the different people who are possible to do the Kabbalah Sadam, whether it be by virtue of who they are or by virtue of the way in which they are doing the Kabbalah Sadam. So yesterday we began to discuss, and we'll continue today, how we know that a Zar is Mechal the Avodah, but when he does the Kabbalah, that is Mechalel the Avodah. So we had one possibility yesterday that we learned from a Pasuk by repunctuating a Pasuk that tells us B'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalelu, that B'nei Yisrael are Mechalel. When B'nei Yisrael do the Avodah, they are Mechalel the Avodah, meaning when a non-Kohen does it, he's Mechal the Avodah. And now we're going to have today a second possibility of how we derive it. We're going to try first from a Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer is not going to work out exactly, so we're going to have different attempts to try to make a Tzad HaShaveh, where we learn from a Tzad HaShaveh that a Zar, that a non-Kohen who does the Avodah is Mechalel. Then the Gemara is going to go on to the next part of the Mishnah, which discusses Onain, or the next word in the Mishnah, which is Onain, that an Onain who is Mekabel the Dam also is possible. So we're going to have four possible sources for the halacha that even an Onain is Mechalel the Avodah. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how Rava learns from a Kal V'chomer that if an Onain is Mekabel Dam of a Korban Tzibur, that the Avodah is going to be kosher, that a Korban Tzibur is going to be different. Rava is going to suggest such a Kal V'chomer. The only thing is, in order to suggest such a Kal V'chomer, he has to make three major assumptions. The Gemara is going to question each of the three assumptions that he makes in order to derive that Kal V'chomer. And we'll see how the Kal V'chomer can still survive all of those three assumptions. So let's see three lines from the bottom of the page is where we left off. On Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Asya B'Kal V'chomer. We asked yesterday, Zar Min Allah, and how do I know that when it comes to a Zar who's Mekabel the Dam, that it's possible? So we suggested one possibility from a Pasuk. Now Debei Rabbi Yishmael tells me, no, we learned it from a Kal V'chomer. Mi Balmum, based on the Halach of a Balmum. Ma Balmum, She'ochel, a Balmum is not allowed to do the Avodah, but a Balmum is permitted to eat kachim, and nevertheless, im avad chilel, so even though he's good enough to be able to eat kachim, but yet, if he does the avodah, it's mechalel the avodah, so a zar who's even worse than a balmum, sheino ochel, he's not even allowed to eat kachim, he's not allowed to eat kachim, sheino din, shim avad chilel, so for sure, he should be in a position where if he does the avodah, it's going to be mechalel the avodah, so that's the kal v'chomer, says Gemara, no, you can't make a kal V'chomer directly from a balmum, because while it's true that a balmum is more kal in the sense that a balmum is allowed to eat from the karban, but mal balmum shekein asabo karav kemakriv, a balmum has a chumra to it as well, that the issue of a mum is not only an issue in the kohen, it's an issue in the animal as well. If either one of them has a mum, it would ruin the karban. So that's a chumra that you have by balmum that does not apply to zar. Says the Gemara, okay, but tamei yochiach. Well, then let's bring the psul of tamei into the picture, because by tamei the issue is only by the Kohen Hamakriv. There's no issue of Tamei on the animal itself. A live animal cannot become Tamei. When the Torah talks about a Behema Tameya, it's talking about a non-kosher animal. A live animal cannot become Tamei. Once it's dead, and it's food, so then it has Tumas Ochlin, but it cannot become Tamei as a live animal. So you see that it doesn't have this Chumra that the Balmum has, that it's Karav Kemakriv, and nevertheless, you see that a Tamei is Mechalel the Avoda. Says Gemara, well, Tamei has its own Chumra. Malatame, Shekin Metame, Shekin Metame, a Tame can be Metame other things. So that's the Chumra that a Tame has. See, a Zar does not have that Chumra. A Zar cannot Zar other things. A Zar doesn't, if he gets too close to a Kohen, it doesn't turn him into a Zar. So it says Gemara, no, Balmum Yochiach. Well, we see that Chumra doesn't exist. That Chumra being able to affect others doesn't exist by a Balmum, and nevertheless, a Balmum is Mechal of the Avodah. So therefore, V'chazra did. Meaning it's true. Balmum has its own chumrah in that it applies to both the person being makrav, the animal, and the animal itself. Tame has its own chumra in that it can affect other things as well. It could be metame other things as well. But those chumras cannot be the cause of the chilul avoda, because each one doesn't have the chumra of the other one. So what is the cause? So lo rizek riza, the chumra of this one is not like that one. Lo rizek riza, so at sada shavish ben, what do they have in common? Shemuz harin, that they're not allowed to do the avoda. Vim avdu, and if they do, chilulo, they're mechalo the avoda. That's what Tamei and Balmum have in common. So what else fits that category of someone who's not allowed to do the avodah, but if he does the avodah, he's mechalel it? Afani avizar shum muzar v'imavel chilel. So therefore, we could say the same is true by a zar, that a zar has an iser that he's not allowed to do the avodah, and that's all we need to know about him. Once we know that he has the iser, we can learn from the combination of a tamei and a balmum that he's mechalel the avodah as well. Says Gemara, yeah, that's once you know that there is an iser of a zar. But how do you know that that exists, that that's true, that there's an iser that a zar is not allowed to do the avoda? Says Gemara, minolan demuzar. Where do we find an ashara for a zar that he's not allowed to do the avoda? So says Gemara, well, I mean, you know, yesterday we had one suggestion of how we know he's mechalal the avoda from a pasuk, right? We had the pasuk that told us that daber alarum vel banavai nazru mikadshei B'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalulu. We said from the words B'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalulu. Says the Gemara, well, imi v'yinazru chilul b'gufei ksivbei. That can't be according to the Debei Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, that can't be the source of the iser for a zar to do the avoda. Because if it were the source of the iser, it would also be the source that the Tzar is mechalo the avodah, because it says beferish in that pasuk v'lo yichalulu. And yet Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel learned this tzad hashaveh to teach me that the Tzar is mechalo the avodah. So he must have some other source that teaches me only the iser without the notion of chilul. So it can't be from that pasuk. That pasuk, if you're using that pasuk about the Tzar, you would have to teach me not only the ashara but the issue of chilul as well. Ella, rather, he derives it from Mivazar lo yikrav aleichem, from the pasuk Mivazar lo yikrav aleichem. That's how he knows the ashara that a zar is not allowed to do the avoda. And once I know that, that's all I need to know. Now I know that that he's mechal the avoda as well, based on this tzad hashava of a balmum and a tamei. Says Gemara, but wait, maybe there's a chumra that a balmum and tamei have in common that a zar does not. Both a balmum and a tamei are pasul, even by a carbon that's brought on a bama, and a zar is permitted to bring a carbon that's brought on a bama. So you can't derive the tzad hashava. Lo tema tamei yochiach. So says where you're right. We can't say, how do I know, by the way, that a zar is mutar bibama? So Rashi points out that there are many examples in Tanakh of non-Kohanim bringing karbonos on a bama. Gidon, Manoach, Shmuel. So you had all these people who are clearly not Kohanim. The Navi describes which Shevet they're each from. They're not Kohanim. And they were all found in Tanakh to bring karbonos on a bama. So we know that a zar is hutar bibama. And therefore, where does that leave us? We're still lacking a source that a zar is mechal the avoda. But a tamei and a balmum are mechal the avoda, so shouldn't the same be true by a zar? No, tamei and balmum are more strict because they're not even allowed to bring by a bama. So maybe they're mechal the avoda, but a zar is not mechal the avoda. So says where you're right. When we tried to learn from a balmum and we couldn't learn directly from a kalvachomer from balmum, and we brought in tamei as the second melamed, that didn't work out. Lo tema tamei. Don't bring in Tamei as the second Melamed. Ela'ema Onein Yochiach. You want to know how we know that a Zar is Mechal the Avoda? We learned it from the combination of a Balmum and an Onein, that both of them are not allowed to do the Avoda and are Mechal the Avoda. Memela Zar, who's not allowed to do the Avoda, is also Mechal the Avoda. Says Gemara, but an Onein has its own Chumras as well. Mala Onein, Shekein Aser B'Meiser. An Onein is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. So don't you see that an Onein has its own Chumras? Says, yeah, but Balmum Yochiach. Balmum has no Isra of Meisr Sheni. So you see that the Isra of Meisr Sheni is not the reason that he's Mechal of the Avoda, because the Balmum is also Mechal of the Avoda, and he... doesn't have the Isra Maisa Sheni, the Chazra Adin, and therefore it can go back to being a Tzad HaShaveh. Lo Ri'iza Kiri'izeh, the Chumra of Balmum is different than the Chumra of Onein, in that a Balmum's Chumra is that it applies both to the Karav and the Makriv, both to the person and the Karban, and the Chumra of an Onein is different than the Chumra of the Balmum, in that the Chumra of the Onein is that it applies that an Onein is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni either. So, Lo Rizok Rizat, Tzad HaShavish Ben, what do the Onein and the Balmum have in common? Shemus Harin, that v'chule, that they both have an Isser of doing the Avodah, and therefore are Mechalo the Avodah. And so, therefore, we want to suggest the same should be true by a Zar, since it's Aser for the Zar to do the Avodah, Memela the Zar is also Mechalo the Avodah. Says Gemara, that Tzad HaShavish doesn't work out either. Hachinami Lifroch, Mala Tzad HaShavish Ben, you want to learn out from the Tzad HaShavah of Onein and Balmum, they have a chumra in common that a Zor does not have, Shekein lo hutru babama, that an Onein and a Balmum are not allowed to bring by a Bama, whereas a Zor is allowed to bring by a Bama. So Maskif lo Rav Sama Berei Derava, Uman Lemelan da Onein Osir Babama. Who told you that an Onein is not allowed to bring by a Bama? I mean, you're assuming that one of the chumras that an Onein and a Balmum have in common is that, or the chumra that they have in common is that they're not even allowed to bring a carbon on a Bama. But is that true? Is an Onein really asr Bama? Dilma shari b'Bama. Maybe a Balmum is actually allowed to bring on an Onein, rather, is allowed to bring on a Bama. So says Rav Mesharshia Amar Astya Kal V'Chomer. Rav Mesharshia says, you know what? We're not going to learn from. We're going to learn from Kal v'chomer mi yoshev, from someone who's sitting. Ma yoshev she'ochel im avad chilel, zor she'eno ochel eno din she'im avad chilel. Meaning Rav Mesharshia is suggesting an entirely different limud. We're still trying to figure out, how do I know a zor is mechalel of the avoda? So we had, one day was Tani Levi that we had yesterday was the pasuk, b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalel. Good, so that's one possibility. Then we had Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, that it's some sort of tzad Shava that includes a Balmum and something else. First we tried Balmum and Tamei, that didn't work out. Then Balmum and Onein, that may or may not have worked out, depending on what you hold about an Onein in a Bama. So now Rav Mesharshia suggests a third possibility of how do I know that a Zar is not allowed to, that a Zar is Mechalel, the Avoda. So says Mar Rav Mesharshia, Amar Asya Kalvachomer, Mi Yoshev. We learn it from a Kalvachomer, from someone who is sitting. That is also Psul in Avoda. That my Yoshev she'ochel, Yoshev is allowed to eat a karban, right? There's no iser of someone sitting from eating a karban, yet im avad chilel, if a person who's Yoshev does the avoda, he's mechalel the avoda. So zar she'eno ochel, a zar who has such a chumra that he's not even allowed to eat from the karban, eino din shem avad chilel. So all the more so that if he does the avoda, it should be mechal the avoda. Says Gemara, nah, we can't learn from a Yoshev either, because a Yoshev has its own chumra. Mal Yoshev shekein pasul eidus. A Yoshev is pasul eidus. We see that sitting down ruins a person to the point that he's not even allowed to say eidus. Maybe that's why someone who's sitting is mechal the avoda. But that would have nothing to do with a zar. A zar is certainly kasher la eidus. So says Gemara, no, mi Yoshev. The limud will be from a Yoshev Talmud Chacham, because the halacha is, even though a person who says Eidus has to stand, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to sit when he says Eidus. They're Moshivin Talmidei Chachamim, out of the covenant of Talmidei Chachamim, that they sit when they say their Eidus. So now, a Yoshev Talmud Chacham is allowed to say Eidus, and yet, even a Yoshev Talmud Chacham cannot bring a karban and will be mechalel the avoda if he does the avoda while he is Yoshev, even if he's a great Talmud Chacham. So therefore, we can learn from the Kal V'Chomer that a Zar also will be mechalel the avoda, because a Yoshev is allowed to eat from the karban and yet he's mechalel the avoda. So a Zar who's not allowed to eat from certain karbanos, all the more so, should be mechalel the avoda. Says Gemara, no, but mal l'shem Yoshev. Can you really learn a Kal V'Chomer from a specific type of Yoshev? That if a Talmud Chacham happens to be sitting, don't you have to learn it from the category that a Shem Yoshev, that Yoshev is something that will have a Psul Eidus, if it's the wrong kind of person, someone who's not not a Talmud Chacham, it will have a psul edus. So can, you can't really learn just from a Talmud Chacham. Shekin pasul edus. Shem Yoshev is pasul edus. Says Mar, Shem Yoshev lo paruch. No, that's not a valid dechia. Meaning we can get that specific. We can learn from a Yoshev Talmud Chacham and say that a Kal V'chomer from, we don't have to just look at the entire category of Yoshev and say, oh look, Yoshev has a chumra that he's pasul edus. You can get very specific and say, no, I'm not learning from the category of Yoshev. I'm learning from specifically a case of a Talmud Chacham who is Yoshev, and therefore our Kal V'chomer works out very well. V'im tim salam parich. And if you want to say that you're allowed to ask on such a that you're allowed to expand the limud and say that it's Shem Yoshev and therefore destroy our Kal V'chomer, so you're right. So then maybe it won't be a Kal V'chomer, but Astya Me Yoshev Umechad Mehanach. You could still make a tzadashava of Yoshev, that I'll learn that a zar is Mechal Liavoda from a combination of Yoshev and any of the other one of any one of the other psulim that we mentioned earlier in the Amud, a psul, a tameh, a balmum, an onain. So Yoshev in combination with any one of those other three categories of a tameh, a balmum, and an onain would teach me that a zar is mechal liavoda. Why? Because what do those three things have in common that destroyed the limud? We said that we couldn't learn from them themselves. We couldn't learn from them because they are all kosher bibama, as opposed to a zar. I'm sorry, they're all pasul even bibama, as opposed to a zar who's kosher bibama. But a yoshev is also kosher bibama. A yoshev doesn't share their chumra. Says Gemara, yoshev the kosher bibama minalan. How do I know that a yoshev doesn't share that chumra? That a yoshev is in fact kosher bibama. Amar kra la'amol v'fnei Hashem l'sharso. That the pasuk says that when you serve Hashem, when you do the avoda, it's la'amol v'fnei Hashem l'sharso. So we make the drasha, yeah, l'fnei Hashem v'lo l'fnei bama. When you are in fact l'fnei Hashem, then it needs to be ba'amida. But if you're not in fact l'fnei Hashem, then you don't have to be ba'amida. So we see that a yoshev is kasher b'bama. So let's take as an example yoshev and tame. Let's say for example your Yoshev and Balmum, let's take for an example. So I'm able to learn that a Zar is Mechal Yavod from the combination of a Yoshev and Balmum. What are you going to tell me? That a Balmum has its own Chumrah, that not only is it a Psul in the guy, it's a Psul in the Karban as well? Yeah, but a Yoshev is only a Psul in the guy, it's not a Psul in the Karban. So what are you going to tell me? A Yoshev has its own Chumrah, that a Yoshev is even Pasul Le'edus, but a Balmum is not Pasul Le'edus. So they don't share the same Chumras. What are you tell me that a Balmum has his own chumra as well, that he's even pasul by a bama? Yeah, but a yoshev is kasher by a bama. So they don't share any of the same chumras. Memela, the tzadashava between a yoshev and a balmum, for example, or he could have done with a yoshev and a tameh, or with a yoshev and an onen, the tzadashava is that there are people who are not allowed to do the avoda. And when they do the avoda, they are mechalal the avoda. So memela, a zar also is not allowed to do the avoda and is mechalal the avoda. So that's the limud by a zar. But just parenthetically, this issue of yoshev, Tosos writes that it's a din d'oraisa. That a yoshev is not allowed to be made edus is a din d'oraisa. That's what the pasuk says. Va'amdu shnei ha'anoshim lifnei Hashem. But Tosos says it could be that b'dieved the edus is kosher, even if they sat down during the Eidus. Meaning it's a din d'oraisa, but it could be that it's kosher. So Rishonim discuss this shaila, whether it's really a din, meaning each line of Tosos. A, is it really a din d'oraisa? And B, is it really not ma'akev? Is it true that they say it be yeshiva, it's not going to be ma'akev? The Sma in Chosh Mishpah, Simon Yud Zayin, Sivkot Ney, quotes from the Rush and the Ran, B'Shem HaRashba, that the din amida is only a din l'chadchila, it's not ma'akev. And he says, the pasuk v'amdu shnei anashim is an asmachta l'mitzvah v'lo l'ikuv. It's an asmachta that teaches me that there's such a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. However, the Tumim, Birkei Yosef, proof from our sugya, that the limud is not only an asmachta, that it has to be a real drasha gemura from Dushnei Anashim. Because if you're going to use the din of Yoshev to blow up a Kal V'chomer, so it has to be that there's a real din called Yoshev, that there's a real din da oraisa called Yoshev. Otherwise, it's not going to. Kalvachomers, we're dealing, all the limudim we're dealing with are on a daraisa level, because we're dealing with kalvachomers inside of Shabbos. Those are all limudim midaraisa. So you're not going to be able to blow up a limud based on the psul of a Yoshev be'edus if the psul of a Yoshev be'edus were only a din midrabanan. Now, the Rambam in the 21st parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin and the Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat Simon Yuzayin and Ramah say that Kvar Nagu, that all Bate Dina Yisrael, La'achar Talmud, Moshiv Mesa Edim. After the times of the Gemara, nowadays we no longer make the Edim stand. Nowadays the Edim are allowed to sit in order to lahasir machlokas. That it would cause too much machlokas if we tried to make the Edim stand. So some of the Achronim suggest, well, wait a second. How are we allowed to do that? If this is a din d'oraisa, and it's not a din mitrava, it's a din d'oraisa, so lahasir machlokas, you're allowed to compromise on a din d'oraisa? So how are they allowed to do that? So it could be that it is a din d'oraisa, but it's a similar din to the din, let's say, of kibud ave'im. There's a din d'oraisa for sure, one of the Ten Commandments, of being mechabed ave'im. And what if ave'im are mochel on their kavod? So then you don't have a din of kibud ave'im, right? They're kvod d'machel, they're allowed to be mochel on the kavod. Maybe the din of the Edim being Yoshev, the psul of Edim being Yoshev, the din that Edim have to be ba'amida, is a din d'oraisa, l'kavod the dayanim. That it's a din d'oraisa of being mechabed the dayanim by standing when they say their edus. Oh, if that's the case, then it could be that they instituted l'achar chasimas haTalmud after the zman of the Gemara, that the dayanim are always going to be mochel. Well, otherwise, it's going to cause machlokas. What kind of machlokas? Why would it cause machlokas if you make the edim stand? So, because of this halacha that we mentioned in the Gemara, that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to be Yoshev, so everyone's going to say, "I'm a Talmud Chacham," so it's going to be. So you don't want we don't want to have to start measuring everyone's tzitzis and figuring out who's a Talmud Chacham, who's not a Talmud Chacham. So that way. We avoid the whole issue, and we say, yeah, everyone has a din of a Talmud Chacham. Everyone who wants to sit is allowed to sit. Beis Din is allowed to be mochel on their kavod. Many Batei Din are mamid the Edim based on the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's no longer true. That now we do make the Edim stand like the original din. There's also a discussion in Poskim. Is this true of all Eduyos? That you require Amida. Shilta Giburim writes that in Masech Sanhedrin that even though the Rambam says Kvar Nagu Kol Bate Dinim, that all the Edim sit be Mesalek the Machlokas, that's only by Dine Mamanis, but be Isurei Torah, Edim that are made on a woman to be Matir Labaila or to Aser her Labaila, then we cannot be Machshir such Edus be Yeshiva. And if Edim come to be Chozer from their Edus that they were made be Yeshiva, they could be Chozer. Normally, Kibin Shigut Shavein Chozer Magid. But if the original Edus was be Yeshiva, it's okay. They can be Chozer because that Edus was totally invalid. Meaning, this whole Kula, that after the Zmana Talmud, okay, let the Edim sit. It's only by dinim amnes. Whenever it comes to dinim of Isur, the heter where you require edim to be mater and isha or something like that, so that's absolutely a psul. It's even going to be ma'akev v'di'evet. So the Urim V'tumim writes from the Riaz, it sounds that he holds that edus b'yeshiva is a psul even b'di'evet. Now we're focusing on the second line of Tosu, where Tosu discussed, okay, he says that yeah, it's a din d'oraisa, but he says it's not ma'akev v'di'evet. He says, no, it sounds from the Riaz that it is ma'akev v'di'evet, and therefore the whole Edus is invalid Edus, and they can go back and be and restate their testimony. There's also a discussion that maybe there's another chilik to be made. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Drush V'Chiddush, maybe there's a difference between Edus L'Kiyum Adavar and Edus L'Birur Adavar. What about Edei Kiddushin or Edei Gerushin? Why do I need Edim at a wedding in case anyone questions whether they ever got married and then they're going to be called to be Meyid that they saw that there was a wedding? No, that never happened. I've been an aid at many kiddushins. I've yet to be called. Did this couple really get married? And you have to come be made and based and say that they got married. No, it's Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar, that in order to create kiddushin, in order to create gerushin, you need Eidus. Why? Why is there a requirement for Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Chaim says that it's an expression of a very high level of das. Different types of transactions require different levels of das. So let's say das that's needed for nedarim. You don't even need to be a gadol for das that's needed for nedarim. You don't even need to be a bar mitzvah. Mufla samach le'ish is good enough. Das that's needed for kinyanim. Okay, so now you need to be a bar mitzvah. das that's needed for kiddushin, for gerushin. It's such a powerful thing, gerushin and kiddushin. It needs super high level of das, the kind of das that can only be expressed by saying, I'm taking this so seriously that I'm demanding that there be edim here for this transaction. That's a super high level of das. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that no, anytime you're creating a chalot, it's not just that you're making a kinyan, you're making a transaction, you're changing someone's status. This woman used to be a pnuya, now she's an eshes ish. So to create a chalos, you need edus l'kiyum adavar. Nafkamina would be yibum. Yibum doesn't require any das, even if it's done by accident. The yibum counts, but it does create a chalos. Okay, so it might be nafkamina. But either way, edus l'kiyum adavar does not require any hagadas edus. Maybe the din of amida is only a din in hagadas edus. But if all the edim have to do is stand there, so then maybe there's no such din of amida. That's what Rabbi Kivega suggests, that the din of amida might be limited to hagadas edus, but not a situation where all the edim do is stand there. I mean, not all the and therefore create the very transaction, create the very marriage. Okay, now the Gemara moves on to discuss the next word in the Mishnah, which was onein. So we said that an onein also apostles when he does Kabbalah Sadan. So Minalan, how do I know that an onein apostles Avoda? Says the Gemara Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Umin amikdash lo yetzei v'lo yechalel. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, who lost a relative that he's not allowed to become Tamei, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei, even to the Zion Krovim, it says, and he should not leave the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo yechalel as Mikdash HaLukav, the Pasuk continues. That even when he's an onein, he doesn't stop the Avodah, he doesn't leave the Beis HaMikdash, continues to act as normal, v'lo yechalel. That even though normally someone who's Ovid Ba'aninus, even though he's Ovid Ba'aninus, he's not going to be Mechal the Avodah. He doesn't have to worry that he's going to be Mechal the Avodah. So the diuk is, Ha'acher shelo yatza, chilel. If it were any other Kohen, other than Kohen Gadol, who became an onein and continued to try to do the Avodah, yeah, that would be Mechal the Avodah. So that's how we see that an onein is Mechal the Avodah. Now, in order to understand the next part of the Gemara, it's important to know that there was a conversation that happens in Chumash, in Vayikra Perek Yud, between Moshe and Aaron. Pasuk says, Ve'sira chatas d'rosh rosh Moshe, v'nei saraf. Moshe was looking for the sira chatas, for a certain carbon, sira of Rosh Chodesh, and it turned out that it was all burnt already. So Moshe got angry. Why was this carbon burnt? Vayikzof al Elazar, al Isamar, b'nei Aaron, and Asarim Lemar. He gets angry at the remaining children of Aaron. Madua lo achaltem es achatas, m'makom ha-kodesh, ki kodesh kachimu. Why didn't she eat the chatas? Why was it burnt? Why was the sira burnt? Vaydaber Aaron al Moshe, hein hayom ikrivu eschatas ames olasam v'nei Hashem, vatikrenos ikeila v'achalti chatas hayom hayitav b'nei Hashem? And Aaron answers cryptically, if we would have eaten this chatas, you think Hashem would have been okay with that? Vayishma Moshe v'yitav b'nei. Moshe says, okay, that was good enough. So what exactly happened in that conversation? What was Moshe criticizing? What was Aaron's response? So to Machlokas Tanai, much later in this Masechta, on Daf Kuf Aleph, why is it that this seer had to be burnt? And what was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? What was Aaron's response? Rabbi Nechemiah holds that it was burnt because they were onanim. Aaron and his surviving children were onanim because Nadav and Avihu had died that day, and they therefore weren't allowed to eat it. So they burnt it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that no, it was burnt because the basar of the karban had become tameh. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Nechemiah, and based on that, he's going to prove from the psukim that an onin is mechal yavoda. Rabbi Lazar mehacha hein hikrivu aniyakrafti, meaning from that based on what the Gemara says, that from the answer of Aaron we see what the kasha of Moshe was. Moshe was asking, why was it burnt? Well, because Elazar and Esam are owning him. Because their brothers died, it's going to be possible. So Aaron responded, Hein hayom hikrivu. Are they kohanim idiotim? My children are kohanim idiotim that were makrav the seir. Do you think my children who are just kohanim idiotim were makrav the seir? Ani hikrafti. I, the kohen gadol, was makrav. There's no psula of being makrav ba'aninus when you're a kohen gadol. No, you know why we burnt it? Because you're not allowed to eat it, ba'aninus. But being makrav ba'aninus, that was okay because I'm the one that did it, said Aaron. You're right, enochidami. Had my children been the one that were makrav ba'aninus, it would have been a terrible problem. Ah, so mechlal di'in hu akriv shapir estarev. that had the B'nai Aaron been makriv ba'aninos, then we would have no kashas why you're burning the carbon. Of course, you're going to burn it. It would be puzzle if an onen is makriv. So that's the source of an onen being makriv. So of an onen being mechal the avodah. So we have two possible sources. Either it's from in a mikdash lo yetze, or it's from the conversation with Moshe and Aaron. So it says, okay, why does each one not want to say like the other? Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar want to learn that an onen is mechal di avoda from the pasuk of min ha-mikdash l'yetzei? So amlach miksiv ha'acher shalo yatzach hilal, because that required a diuk. That yes, a kohen gadol min ha-mikdash lo yetzei. Oh, but the diuk is, had it been a kohen hediot, then if he would continue the avoda, it would be mechalal. It doesn't say that part in the pasuk, so that's a diuk. Maybe that diuk is incorrect. Maybe it's hu hadin that a kohen hediot would not be mechal di avoda, and it's just teaching me by a kohen gadol and hu hadin the kohen hediot. The idach and the first amora who did derive from the pasuk min hamikdash l'yetzei that an onen is mechal di avoda, my time lomer mehine krivu. Why didn't he learn it that an onen is mechal di avoda from hine krivu like Rabbi Elazar did? Because he was like the other Tana on Daf Kufalith as to why what the conversation was about, that the reason it was burnt was not because of Aninus, the reason it was burnt was because of Tumah. So that whole conversation had nothing to do with Aninus. That's why it can't serve as a proper source that an Onen is Mechal Di Avoda. And now another possibility that an Onen is Mechal Di Avoda, a third possibility. We learn it from Balmum. Uma Balmum Sha'ochel im Avad Chilel, Onin Sheinochel in Udin Shem Avad Chilel. A Balmum is allowed to eat a carbon, and yet, if he does the Avoda on the carbon, it's going to be Mechal the Avoda. An Onin is not allowed to eat the Kachim. For sure, if he does the avoda, it should be mechal the avoda. Says mal balmum shekin asabo kraven kimakriven. But remember, a balmum has its own chumra that it applies both to the person bringing the carbon and to the animal being brought. So maybe you can't learn a kal v'chomer from balmum. Says Gemara, okay, but zar yochiach. We can use zar, meaning once we got through showing that zar is also mechal di avoda, so now we have it in our arsenal. We can go and rely on it now. So we'll use zar as the mochiach. Zar is not something that applies to the animal; it's something that only applies to the makriv. And the zar is mechal di avoda. So too, we know it should be mechal di avoda. Malazar shekein al takana. No, but a zar has its own unique chumrah, is that a person who is born a zar can never become a kohen. You can never, it's something that can never be fixed. But so says Gemara, okay, but balmum yochiach. Balmum can be fixed. So just like onim can be fixed, balmum can also be fixed. So we see the chumrah that zar has of the fact that he can't be fixed, that he can't change his status, is not what causes the chilul avoda. Because a balmum can change his status, and he is mechal of the avoda. So v'chazradin la rizak rizav la rizak rizah. The chumrah of a balmum that it applies to the animal also is not true by a zar. The chumrah of a zar that he can never change his status is not true of a balmum. So between the two of them, hatzad hashavah shebehen shein musharin. Here's what we know about both of them, that you're not allowed to do the avoda when you are either a zar or a balmum, and if you do, it is mechalel the avoda. So therefore we can learn from the tzad shava that an onen also is not allowed to do the avoda, and if he does, he's mechal the avoda. Says Mar Hechon Musar, where do we find that an onen is not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? Meaning you need an ashara. The whole Kavul Chomer relies on the fact that there is an ashara somewhere. There is somewhere that tells me that an onen is not allowed to do it. If it's from the pasuk that we quoted earlier, in one of the other sources of how I know that he's mechal the avoda, when it says min hamikdash l'yetzei chil begufei k'sivdei. No, that pasuk wouldn't just be an ashara. If you're using that pasuk should teach you that it's mechalal also. You wouldn't even need the tzad hashava. That's why there was that shita that learned only from that pasuk and did not require the tzad hashava. No, we need a pasuk that tells me that an onen is not allowed to do the avoda without telling me that he's mechalal the avoda. How am I going to know the chilul of the avoda? I'll know it from our tzad hashava. Ella No, it must be that we assume like Rabbi Lazar that the Isser of an Onin doing the Avadis from the Pasuk of Hei Nekrivu, and we assume that the reason that the Karban was burnt in the times of Aaron and Moshe was because of Aninus, that Aaron and Badav were Onin, they weren't able to eat the meat, and that's why they burnt it. And from the Tzad HaShava of Zarum Balmum, we darshan that an Onin is Mechalo the Avoda. So Ikal Mifrach says more, but the Tzad HaShava still doesn't work out. Because Mala Tzad HaShava Shben, Shekein Lo Hutro Michlalo. A Zarim Balmum will never be allowed to be Oved in the Migdash. They're not allowed to be Oved on any Korban. It doesn't work for anyone who's a Zarim Balmum is going to be, has that Chumrah that it doesn't, that no matter what happens, it's going to be a Psul. Aninus is not true, is not so. Aninus, there is Hutar Michlalo. There's a situation where a person who is an Onein can do the Avoda. Who? Well, we saw a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is Ovid Baninus, Bina Mikdash Lo Yetze, continue to do the Avoda, even when he's an Onein. So it could be that the Psul of Aninus is more Kal than the Psulim of Balmum and Zar, and therefore you cannot learn from the Tzad HaShava of Balmum and Zar that an Onin is necessarily Mechalel the Avodah. Says Gemara, you're right, you can't learn from Balmum and Zar alone, but Tamei Yochiach. Tamei also, Tumah's Hutra B'tzibur. So we find that Tumah has an exception. There are times that Tumah is going to be allowed, and nevertheless, Tamei is Mechalel the Avodah. So too, we should say that an Onin is Mechalel the Avodah, even though an Onin is sometimes allowed. But Mala Tamei Shekein Matamei, but Tamei has its own Chumrah that it could affect other things. It can make other things Tamei. Well, Hanach Yochichu, that's where Zar and Balmum are going to come in, because Zar and Balmum cannot affect anything else. V'chazer Adin, and now we have a Tzad HaShava that includes Zar, Balmum, and Tamei. So a Tzad HaShava Shben, Shemusarin, Zar, Balmum, and Tamei are not allowed to do the Avodah and are therefore Mechalo the Avodah. So an Onin who's not allowed to do the Avodah is also going to be Mechalo the Avodah. So ask the Gemara, V'lifrach Mala Tzad HaShava Shben, Shekein Lo Hutu Michal and Eitzel Kohen Gadol, B'Karban Yachid. But all three, Zar, Balmum, Tamei, are not allowed by a Kohen Gadol doing a Karban Yachid. As opposed to an Onein, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to continue to be Ovid as an Onein on a Karban Yachid. So you see that Onein has a certain Chumrah. You're right, Tumah is Hutra, but Betzibur only. A Kohen Gadol is even allowed to do a Karban Yachid when he's an Onein. So you can't learn Aninus from them. So it says, well, shame Tumah Miyashtarai. Yeah, but there is, Tumah is allowed sometimes. We're not going to be Mechalik in the Karban Tzibur, Karban Yachid in this Limud. So Rav Misharshi Amar Asti B'Kal V'Chomer. Rav Misharshi brings another source that an Onein is Mechal the Avoda. He learns it from a Kal V'Chomer Mi Yoshev. Ma Yoshev She'ochel Im Avad Chilel. A Yoshev is allowed to eat Kachim, but nevertheless, if he tries to do Avoda while he's sitting, he's Mechal the Karban. Onein she'ino ochel in din shem avad chilal. An onein is not allowed to eat the carbon for sure. If he does the avoda, he's going to be mechalal the avoda. Says Gemara, no, mali yoshev shekin pasul le'edus. Nah, there's a pirach on that kal v'chomer. A yoshev is more chomer than an onein because a yoshev is pasul le'edus. Says Gemara, okay, mi yoshev tam l'chacham. Similarly, even like we had before. No, we'll learn from a yoshev tam l'chacham. A yoshev tam l'chacham is not pasul le'edus. Tam l'chacham sits when he says edus. Now, mali shame yoshev shekin pasul le'edus. No, but there is still a Yoshev in general is postulated. Granted, there's a kind of Yoshev that's not, but in general, there's a shame Yoshev is postulated. As opposed to Aninus is not a psul of Edus at all. The person who's an Onein is allowed to say Edus. There's no type of Onein that's postulated Edus. So it says, shame Yoshev lo parach. You can't ask from the general category of Yoshev, because Talmud Chacham himself, where we learn the Kal V'Chomer from, it doesn't have this psul, because there's no Chumrah that doesn't apply to an Onein. So we can learn from the Kal V'Chomer that an Onein is Mechalel the Avodah, the Imtim Tzolomar Parach. And even if you want to use the Pirch of a shame Yoshev, Asu Mi Yoshev Mechad Mehanach. So you're right. So don't learn the Kal V'Chomer directly from a Yoshev. Learn the Kal V'Chomer from Yoshev and use the Tzad HaShava of Yoshev on the one hand and Balmum or Zar or Tamei on the other hand. And between the combination of Yoshev and either Balmum, or Zar, or Tameh, you'll be able to learn that an Onen is Mechal of the Avodah. Because what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, but a Yoshev is Pasal Eidos. Yeah, but a Balmum, a Zar, a Tameh, they are not Pasal Eidos. They're Kashal Eidos, and they're still Mechal of the Avodah. Ah, you're going to say, no, but a Balmum is Asabo, Craven, Kamakraven. Yeah, but that's Yoshev is not also craven kamak riven. The animal could be sitting, meaning there's no such din of sitting. I don't think there's a concept of yeshiva by an animal, right? So the whole thing doesn't. So therefore, we can learn from that tzadah shava that they're all going to be possible. Now the din of amida, just to mention quickly over here, the din of amida that you have by a korban, there's a discussion in poskim, does that have to do with the din of amida that you have by tefillah? That tefillah also has to be by amida. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch write that since tefillah is b'makom the korban, we have to therefore be omed during the shas tefillah, just like the korbanos are by amida. So the Bach points out that it doesn't mean to say that the takanas chazal of tefillah being mu'umad is in order to mimic the avodah, because even without that you would need to stand for tefillah, because the pasuk says be'avram avinu el makom asher amad sham, and that's what we learn in amida el tefillah. That's where we also learn kviyas makom for tefillah. But it means to say, in general, tefillah should mimic the avoda as much as possible, and therefore there's that additional kiyum of amida when a person davens. There's a discussion in the Rishonim: if a person had to be misfal by yeshiva, he was the anus, and there was no other way to daven, he had to be misfal by yeshiva. When he gets out of the situation of anus, does he daven again? It happens to be many Rishonim hold that he would have to daven again. Mishnah Berurah passing is not that way, so we don't do that. In fact, Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes that the din of amida really is primarily a din in kavana. So in Sefer Halicha Shlomo in Hilchos Tefillah, he writes it's generally a din in kavana, and therefore, if the kavana is going to be worse be'amida than it would be be'yeshiva, you should be mispal be'yeshiva. My nafkamina, when does that ever happen? You're on an airplane. You're on an airplane, you're standing in the aisle, and they come through with the cart, or the people are trying to get to the back. It's going to be much, much more difficult to focus. But you have a nice window seat, no one's bothering you, you're sitting in your seat, you could daven the whole time sitting in your seat, so better to daven be'yeshiva than to daven in a way where you have no chance of kavana. You have to assess the situation, see if there's a possibility of amida. You know, usually I find that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, by the zman, the actual zman when you're supposed to be davening, no one's davening. So you can go to the back of the plane and it's perfectly fine, everyone's sleeping, it's quiet. It's only like an hour or two before landing, everyone's getting up and putting on their tallis and tefillin. It's like 3 in the afternoon, you know, when you take that late night flight. So that's when everyone, so that that if you were to daven then, so I don't know, then you're davening mincha, I guess, then I guess you would stay in your seat. Okay, but that's a little bit about Amida.